Have a few minutes? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at Regions.com/live in the moment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio is presented by Regions Bank. Brave the beginning. Member FDIC.
Greetings and salutations, everybody. It is your slightly annoying host, Stephen Julian. Welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio. By my side is my PBB. My pithy business broadcast partner. I guess that would be PBBP. It is Harper LaBelle.
I really, really appreciate you saying that. Pithy, is that the word of the day?
It is. It came up on my calendar today.
So did it really?
I'm going to try. I've used it once. Last episode, I used another word 4 times in the first 3 minutes, you said. So I will try to spread out that word.
So the part of the show is really growing into, we're going to have a little educational aspect of it too. If your vocabulary grows because of us.
My mother is smiling.
Yeah.
She was a 30-year educator, sixth grade.
So who was it? Shakespeare? He had like 35,000 words in his vocabulary, and the average American today has about 12,000. So go figure.
Who counted Shakespeare's words back then? I guess out of his works.
The guy who didn't have anything else to do.
Well, that's true.
And his wife was going, what are you doing? Could you please go outside and mow the lawn?
Now, thankfully, people did not tune into this episode to listen to you and I give educational lessons. Thankfully, we have two fantastic guests with us. Carter Eddings is here from Neighborhood TV, and Summer Britt is here with Mortgage Pro Loan Services. Why don't we get into talking to the guests?
I think that'd be a great idea. Very highly educational.
That's it. Carter Eddings, Neighborhood TV, welcome to the studio.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you for being a TV person to come on our podcast. Neighborhood TV, for those people that don't know about it, tell us about what it is you guys do.
Neighborhood TV is a very micro-local news and entertainment channel. So we're a streaming service, easily downloadable, and we really want to deliver very local, as you see, really local news to North Atlanta and eventually all of Atlanta, and it's what we've been missing for a long time in the market, and we're really delivering that for the first time.
So you use the word micro-local. I think that's meant to make people ask this next question. What do you mean by micro-local?
So Atlanta is roughly rounding up 40 counties, 6.5-7 million people. How do you deliver news to people on the north side of town that the people on the south side of town will, that resonates with everybody? It's really hard to do, almost impossible. So we want to take the market, and we look at Sandy Springs outside the perimeter to Dawsonville, Woodstock to Lake Lanier, that pie piece on the northern side of Atlanta. That's a great representation of what we want to deliver. That geographic area, they don't want to hear news that's on the south side of Atlanta. It doesn't resonate with them. They want to hear news about Sandy Springs, Dunwoody, Alpharetta, Milton, Dawsonville, Woodstock, et cetera, because that's in their backyard. So we deliver news. It's all video. So you don't have to read anything. We'll deliver it to you in small bites. But it's about your backyard. It's what happens to your neighbor. It's what happens to your neighbor 2 doors down, your neighbor 2 cities over. And you get to have a real sense of community on the north side of town.
Before we dig into further of that conversation, let me, and we'll do this again at the end, but you said it's a streaming service. So how do people engage with Neighborhood TV? How do they get that streaming service? Where is it available? Kind of talk about the availability of it.
So easy to find. You can download it to any smart device. You find it on Google Play, through the Apple Store. But we have a great app that you can download to any device, like I mentioned. And you can easily see our 24/7 loop of news that we deliver. It's in a 30-minute format, and we also have video on demand of all the stories that we do. So whatever story we cover, we're going to keep, and you'll be able to scroll through and find it. And if you miss it live or semi-live, you'll be able to find it.
So they just search Neighborhood TV, and that app. Now, is that based on where they're located? Is if I'm sitting in, you know, Greenville, South Carolina, watching a Greenville Drive game, I'd still be getting the service of where I live, or is that now going to be, I'm watching the stuff from Northern Atlanta and I'm not really interested because I live in Greenville.
Great question. We have three streams currently, so three channels, let's say. North Metro Atlanta that I mentioned, that geography that I mentioned. Charlotte, we're up and running in Charlotte as well. Similar northern central geography. And then a southeast stream. So it's more of a southeastern feel, but you can toggle between the three. So if you live in Cumming, you're going to instantly see the North Metro area. If you live outside of that area, you're going to see probably the southeast first, yeah. And you can easily go to the little hamburger on the top left and pick and choose which stream you want to learn about.
Okay, perfect.
How'd you get started, Carter? How did you get involved? And then how does anybody – let's start with this. Start A. You'll be B. We'll talk about the how do you start a network? It's not an easy thing to do, is it, to be able to get – all of the ideas that are necessary and the licensing and everything that's involved with that.
No, it is not easy. And I don't deal with any of that stuff. The big brains deal with that stuff. And we are definitely a startup company. So I'm focused on business development here in the Atlanta area. And we have other teams growing for Charlotte and the other parts of Atlanta and the rest of the Southeast. So we're going to expand over the next 18 or so months into more markets. But no, it's not easy to get started. It's a year and a half, almost 2 years into the process. We're up and live as Neighborhood TV in Atlanta for about 4.5-5 months now. So it's like an elephant, right? One bite at a time. You eat an elephant one bite at a time. You can't eat the whole thing at once. You have to just get up and keep moving forward. There's lots of challenges that jump up, but you have to keep moving forward. And we know that this is a great product that people want and it turns out need almost. So we just know we need to keep moving forward to find a way to deliver it.
And then how did you specifically get involved with your role? Were there other aspects of the hiring process that you say, I think that I fit best here? And are you still looking for other people to assist? I imagine that a growing company at times will want to expand, but where are you in the process right now?
How I got started, my background's in advertising, video advertising here in the Atlanta market. I'm a lifelong North Atlanta guy. So with Comcast, with Cox Media Group, with companies, I'll just keep it to those two, with companies that focus on video delivery mostly in the market. And they approached me about this opportunity, which is very unique, very, very unique. Never seen anything like it. Very local news, able to geographically define it in smaller areas. That doesn't exist anywhere. So I wanted to jump on it and really believe in it.
We're speaking with Carter Eddings. He is the director of sales for Neighborhood TV. They tout that they are really local news. So being local news and kind of being the geographic area you define, let's get back and stay focused on this area because that's where we're broadcasting from, Gwinnett Business Radio on Business Radio X. What kind of stories would people be or what kind of stories are being reported? You kind of mentioned, oh, your neighbor two houses down. I mean, when people think of local news, I think, and we even had a little bit of this conversation on the air, there's that old saying of if it bleeds, it leads. Is what kind of stories are you guys going after? I'm sure there are stories that matter that if it bleeds, it leads, but I'm guessing it's not just that.
Excuse me. Very correct. We would like to get away from bleeding and leading. We would like to focus on what happens in the backyard. So we tend to focus on interviews with local leaders, and so sheriffs, chief of police, and mayors, et cetera, city council people, the city, anybody that's involved in your local city that brings business to the community, or that anybody who's involved in local charities. So we focus on that as a core, and then outside of that we're going to go to local businesses. Who's coming to the community? Why are they here? What's really cool and unique? We do a lot of business spotlights. Local restaurants are fun to do things with, taste the food and really show what they're bringing to the community.
People like to eat.
People do like to eat.
Steven, amen. You like to eat, don't you? Yes, oh, you do. Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
Very true. And beyond that, if there are all of a sudden six broken down cars on your street and that delays you getting to work, tell us about it. Maybe there's something there that we can share with everybody else in the area, and it'll bring value. So we're very open to a unique concept of ideas that aren't seen on local broadcast.
And you talked about not only political leaders and neighborhood stories, but you talked about business. We are Business Radio X. We amplify the voice of business. We try to get business leaders like yourself on to have them tell their story. How would businesses in the area or businesses who want to do business in the area you're covering, what are some of the different ways they can interact with you? Obviously, they would love for you to do a spotlight story on them, but what are some of the other ways they that a business leader listening to this could go, ooh, how can I partner with Neighborhood TV?
That's great. We don't have any restrictions. We're in the streaming business, so we're not governed by any body. We can do anything imaginable. So we love thinking outside the box. So if there are events that of any kind that need to be that we think that need to be covered that bring value to the community, if you're a business owner who owns a jump park and you're doing something for charity, tell us about it. We want to know what you're bringing to the community. We want to know how we can amplify your generosity. And I mean, you're a local business. You took a big risk in opening a business. We want to give you every ounce of benefit of the doubt and give you a voice to be heard. So it, whatever category of business you're in, come find us. Let's talk ideas. Let's think through what your goals are and see if we can find a good story.
And I would imagine there are some businesses that would like to either advertise or be a part of sharing in the expense of how you do stuff. Will that be a part of the growth of the company?
We are totally ad supported. So we're a free service. Anybody can download the app, enjoy our product at any time for free. And we're ad supported. So if you have a need to be on a very brand safe, a very friendly local broadcast local, yeah. news, we can help you do that. We can help you regardless of the category. We'll talk through ideas. We'll talk through creative plans. We can help you create your own video. And we'll definitely be able to help you send it out and be seen.
In the days of targeted marketing, what better way to get into the neighborhood? And like you said, you've clearly defined the geographic area here in North Atlanta, and people want to reach people who are watching, you know, serious consumers watch news, you know, educated consumers watch news. Speaking of the news broadcast, does it feature a news source that people would know locally, or is it your own in-house? Talk a little bit about the newscast and who's doing it.
Certainly. So we are a sister company to Cox Media Group. And with that, we have the great benefit of having WSB News as our anchor in delivering news. So their anchor staff delivers news regularly every day. And it's WSB brought to you by WSB. This is Neighborhood TV. And then they go into the specific lineup in North Atlanta of the news of that day. So that's a great partnership. They are by far and away the best news broadcast station in the market, most likely across the country. They're very well known across the country as being top-notch professional. So very fortunate to have them as a sister company.
Would the national aspect, for example, this is the week of the Super Bowl. So it doesn't affect us here specifically. Falcons aren't in it. But everyone's going to be watching the game, so you get to have the ability to share national news and how it affects the local community. I would imagine that other either political or economical events that take place, that would also affect the local community is right in that sweet spot for you guys.
Absolutely. It's so much fun listening to the reaction of different fans in North Atlanta when the Bulldogs went and won the second national title, right? We had our content team on the street at different bars, at different restaurants, just hearing.
Doing research only, right,
only
Stephen?
Research.
Only doing research, only research. In the
running away from the drunks coming out of the bar.
It's just part of my job.
Celebrating,
man.
But, you know, dangerous.
That's fun. It's fun to follow the Braves in that way, too. But every community reacts differently. So, I've been on the north side of town my entire life, so I'm very familiar with people in that area. But it's just fun to see how everybody loves and reacts to the locals.
Well, taking Harper's story, I mean, what local establishment is having a Super Bowl party, a Super Bowl watch party or things like that, or people doing things? I mean, like you said, it might be national news, but there's a local take. I lived in Montana for 4 years, and every year, I remember the first year I lived there, on Super Bowl Sunday, they did a local news story about a group of friends who played golf every Super Bowl Sunday in Montana.
Regardless, right?
Regardless. Yeah, yeah. And so this particular year it was snowing and they showed them and, you know, and so, and they said the reason they did it is No one else is on the course, so we get the course basically all to ourselves. So, yeah, so there's a local flair to a national story, and, you know, top that, neighborhood TV. I'm, you know, obviously not with snow, but you could do it with other things.
Now, are you guys open to ideas about content and other things, obviously, and how would the people get in touch with you in order to say, hey, by the way, there's a ribbon cutting or a high school event or anything in between that you guys don't know about now but will eventually have scouts out on the ground to be able to bring all this to you? What's that process?
Gotcha. To get in touch with me, I'll give you my email address in just a second, but we have a lot of ideas in-house floating around. Right now, we're really making sure the product we're delivering, we're really focused on news, and we'll have ancillary programming most likely.
Not weather and sports, Stephen. No weather and sports right now, right?
Well, that's news. That is news. But it's we do deliver weather regularly, traffic.
He talked you down there.
Well, he does have what I didn't know that he had.
It's no puff pieces is what it would be, right?
Definitely local sports. So we love talking about high school sports. We're going to do more of that in the first full year that we're in business. And, you know, we're open to any ideas. If you have an idea about, hey, I think this community would benefit from me talking for 10 minutes about finance or real estate or healthcare, let's talk about that. What do you think that people need to know about? And we'll vet it out.
Certainly open to the conversation. So,
certainly.
So why don't we go ahead and, because that was a fantastic question by Harper about, you know, you're open to the conversation with people locally or people who want to talk about local things. But right now you guys are focused most on bringing the best news, and then everything else will kind of build off that, but always be about neighborhood TV and about news first and foremost and all the things that entails. So tell people how they can get the app again. Tell them about any websites. Tell them about whatever type of contact information you want to give about neighborhood TV.
Absolutely. Go to Google, go to Bing, whoever. Download and type in Neighborhood TV app. You'll find it pretty quickly. Just download it. It's just like any other app, except it's really awesome and local. You can do that to your phones. You can do that to your smart TVs. And it's easy to have in the background instead of bleed and lead kind of news or something else that your kids might walk in and ask you awkward questions about. We don't really go down that lane. To find me, carter.eddings at neighborhoodtv.com.
Spell Eddings for us, please.
E-D-D-I-N-G-S.
Thank you. Fantastic. I would not have spelled it like that. I'm still trying to figure out how to spell pithy.
P-I-T-H-Y.
Yeah. But he also said it was really awesome locally. He didn't go really, really, but it's really awesome.
Fantastic.
And
now
the
he's
sign.
Thrown out the challenge, and everybody listening needs to answer that challenge and see if they agree with Carter that it's really awesome. And if they disagree, I'm sure they've got opinions of how they would make it really awesome, and Carter is open to having those conversations. Business leaders who are listening to this, you want to engage either through advertising, you want to engage through some kind of story, or just continue the conversation, you need to speak to Carter Eddings, carter.eddings at neighborhoodtv.com. Carter, thank you very much for being here today.
Guys, thank you for having me. It's been great.
Good guest.
Fantastic.
Like now, our next guest is going to tell him some stuff. Hey, I've got some information for you that you should put on the air.
Absolutely. But that's before good. We introduce that next guest,
well,
I think you have something
on the air.
To
we could talk about Subaru. What makes a Subaru a Subaru? Well, the love and the joy that you would get. There are big savings and hassle-free experiences at Subaru of Gwinnett. It's where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com. Join their family today or come on in and see the experience. Their number is 678-475-3500. That's 678-475-3500 for sales, service, or parts. They're at 2920 Satellite Boulevard in Duluth, whether it be the classic Outback, the Crosstrek, the Forester, the WRX, or the BRX. There's some alphabets that you got to pay attention to, those sport cars. I want to go look at one of those. But anyway, Subaru of Gwinnett, they're a proud sponsor, and we thank them for being a part of the show.
Yesterday, I was driving my son somewhere. As we were driving, a beautiful Impreza just roared by us, well within the speed limit limits. But just fantastic car. I love the Subaru Impreza. And there are others that I would love, too.
And they have plenty on the lot.
There you go. So give them a call. We're thrilled and honored to welcome Summer Britt from Mortgage Pro Loan Services. She is the owner and also a loan officer there. Summer, welcome to the studio.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So when we say Mortgage Pro Loan Services, everybody goes, oh, I know everything I need to know about mortgages.
You would think.
Or they go, I don't want to talk about mortgages. But so you've got a little bit of a tough task ahead of you.
Oh, for sure.
So tell everybody about Mortgage Pro Loan Services and obviously tell us at least one thing to start off with that we may not realize we don't know about mortgages.
Yeah. So the mortgage people are the bad guys, right? We don't get to go look at pretty houses or anything like that. We're going to tell you the numbers, tell you, you know, what you're looking at, get you a realistic budget, and get you on your way to find, you know, the home of your dreams, hopefully. There's a million things about mortgages that nobody knows, but just the amount of programs that there are, the amount of guidelines that there are based on, you know, different lenders and stuff like that, because one lender could have X, Y, and Z guidelines and the other lender have A, B, and C guidelines. And I have to know that if I go to this lender, they're going to want A, B, and C. But if I go to this one, they're going to want X, Y, and Z. So my job is to make sure that I'm putting you with the lender who wants A, B, and C and not X, Y, and Z. So
one question I would want to ask you is, it's a little bit of the chicken or the egg in your industry. If I asked a realtor, I might get a completely different answer. But the idea is, if I know I'm going to be looking to buy a house, should I talk to you as the mortgage person first, or should I start talking to the realtor first, or does it not really matter, and is it a little bit of preference?
So a lot of people start talking to the agents first, but they're just going to refer you right back over to me, because without that pre-approval letter, you're just window shopping. So getting that pre-approval letter and making sure that your loan officer knows what they're doing and is actually reviewing all of your documents is huge, because let's say I have a lot of clients who come to me pre-approved for such and such amount, but the other LO or company didn't get their tax returns. But then I look at their information and I look over their taxes and I'm like, well, you aren't going to be approved for that amount. And, you know, that's risking your earnest money, because you're going to go out to a house and put down $3,000, $5,000, whatever it is. And then you're going to be denied. Mm-hmm. And now you're out $3,000 or $5,000. So the people that you're working with is very important.
So I think you've just given one very huge piece of information that I'm going to camp on for just a second. You said it's very important for people to know if your loan officer kind of knows what they're doing. Now, I'm not asking you to throw any of your competition under the bus and name names.
All of them.
But I do think that a lot of people who go to the house shopping, or I'm looking to move, or I'm looking to upgrade, they usually do it once, twice, maybe three times in their life on average. And so how can someone who doesn't do it very often, how would you advise them to know that their loan officer is doing the best job they possibly can? Now, I know the easiest answer is they should call you, Summer Britt, and have you handle their loan. But apart from that, give a little education to help us learn how we can tell one a loan officer from another.
Yeah, of course. So if you go on to a website and you fill out an online form and get a pre-approval letter like that, you are not actually pre-approved. So that's the biggest factor there.
If it seems too easy, then it's probably not
for
right.
For sure.
Okay.
If you did not submit your bank statements, your pay stubs, your taxes, your W-2s, especially if you're self-employed like a lot of us here, your taxes look a little different than the W-2'd people. So you definitely need to be putting in those taxes. But also, if they aren't asking you questions about kind of like, you know, what is your goal here? Do you plan on living in this house for a long time? Is this going to be a short-term thing? Or, you know, are you a business owner? What do you want your monthly mortgage payment to be? Like, all these questions that kind of really help base where to place you. And I'm a mortgage broker, so it's a little bit different. I work with about 70 plus lenders, as to where like a bank, you're going to have one option. So I have a million options. And that's really where that placement and that expertise comes in.
All the details, I think, that are a part of it that most people, yeah, I think I got this covered. My house is worth, and I'm just going to throw a number, let's say it's worth $200,000, mm-hmm. and you want to move into a $350,000 house, and you've had a raise and you put some money away, but then when it comes down to it, it's a $375,000 house that we really, really want, and you may not qualify for that. So tell us a little bit more about some of the background work that somebody would need to do in order to be able to say, here are where your limits are, and if we really stretch, depending on the rates, depending on what your payment's going to be, how we can make that fit?
Yeah, so one, I always tell people, if you want to buy a house, even say a year from now, go ahead and get in touch with us, because we can go ahead and look over your credit, look over your numbers, and let you know, okay, hey man, you want that house? You're going to need to get a raise between now and then, or you're going to pay off that credit card, or man, you need to do something about those student loans, you know, whatever it may be. Or hey, like, let's skip a couple of nights out eating every once in a while, save up some more money. So we're really going to tailor it to their needs and making it where, all right, you want to buy a house at this date? Let's get you there by this date, but you better do what I said. Otherwise, you're not going to be there by this date.
We're speaking with Summer Britt. She's the owner and a loan officer at Mortgage Pro Loan Services. Apparently, she's also part-time financial counselor as she's helping people get pre-qualified for loans. How did you end up getting into the mortgage industry?
So it was completely on accident. I went to school for computer science. Don't use my degree at all. So wonderful.
Well, you use a computer. Come on.
I do, but very dinosaur-y. But I was working full-time while in college, and I got an opportunity to have a desk job at a mortgage company and kind of worked my way up and got my first person pre-approved to buy. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. She had been turned down by, I think, three banks. You always remember your first one. She had been turned down by three banks. I called her up. I was like, hey, just want to let you know the great news. You've been pre-approved. This is how much, blah, blah, blah. Go shop. And she started crying, and I was just like, this is it. I'm done. Like, this is what I'm doing for the rest of my life.
So it's an opportunity to serve. It's an opportunity to potentially change someone's financial future, getting them in the home of their dreams.
Well, I mean, when you buy a house, it's not even just you're buying a house. I mean, you're buying your kids a house. You're buying, you know, potentially your parents a house. You know, it depends on, you know, your situation, but it's really generational wealth. Like, my first home will become a rental one day, and now I'm, you know, making money off of that, and I'll go buy another house and, you know, so on and so forth. And the investing that you can do in real estate is amazing, and I help with that as well. I can also help with commercial loans. So if you want to go develop an apartment building or buy an office for yourself or your business, I can help there as well.
So let's continue the story just a little bit. You do your first, you always remember your first. You help this woman kind of change her financial future, and you got hooked. Mm-hmm. But now you're an owner of your own mortgage company. You have other loan officers who work for you. Without doing the whole biography, what was that like? Why did you take that step to own your own company?
So I had worked for some, I started off with a direct lender, which is basically a bank. And then I went to a table lender, which is really confusing, so I won't get into it. And then I went to a small brokerage that had about seven lenders. So, you know, I had options, but not as many options as I needed or I wanted. And then I went to a huge brokerage, and they were just crazy, and I like didn't get paid on time, and I was like, what is this? Like, I need my money. So I was like, I'm just gonna start my own company, and I'm gonna do it right, and I'm gonna pay my people on time and the way that they should be paid, no matter, you know, stuff happens. And a lot of the time it's like, oh man, well, this and the third came up on your loan, and it really was supposed to take out this, but I'm just like, you know, you got to do what you got to do to make the money move around the way that it needs to pay the people. And even if the check's late or what have you, you just got to make it work.
Summer, it was interesting. Just a moment ago, you were mentioning the different options that are available. Part of what you do, and you learned this while you were in college, but the educational aspect of this, hey, I would imagine there are times where you know almost everything that needs to be known, but you're dealing with somebody that hardly knows anything at all. And you have to simplify things, dumb it down, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But then there are also, you probably have the ability to see how certain people can qualify in a manner of, well, not only can you get this house, but you might learn to take advantage of the financial aspect of your houses in a neighborhood that could go up 20, 30, 40%. And now you got to really learn how to economically and financially, your ability to educate people is really something that I think would be a real key component to why you are in the business the way that you are and how you make it grow.
Yes. So it's super important to understand, you know, when you're buying your first house, it's very scary. It's the biggest purchase you've by a million you've really ever made. I mean, even if you own a car, what's a car compared to a house? But it is definitely, you know, sometimes hard for me to take out the mortgage jargon because I speak it so often that I'll just throw out, oh yeah, your DTI is this, and they're like, my what? Mm-hmm. So I gotta be like, oh, your debt to income, and this is what that means, and so on and so forth. And you know, hey, you want to move into, like, I have a lot of people, they're like, hey, I want to move into Gwinnett, but my budget is $200,000.
Some other county.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or, you know, just, I mean, the property taxes here are pretty high. So, I'm, you know, I got to be like, okay, like, you know, let's look on the outskirts of that area. You won't be too far from work. Like, it'll be fine. But just kind of helping people be realistic with their, you know, champagne taste on water budget, which I love, obviously, all my clients. But, you know, we do have to be realistic because I don't want my clients to foreclose in a year or what have you, because, I mean, that would be just devastating.
You started by saying you're the bad guy. You're the bad person. Who, yeah. But I would say, not to turn this into any kind of religious or church program, but the prophet of old is the one who speaks truth. In a way, you're kind of the prophet who goes, great. I know everybody's watched Love It or List It or your favorite HGTV right. show, and they, oh, this is my budget, but you're the one who has to go, that's fantastic. Let's talk about what you can actually do.
Right, exactly.
And you have to do it with a smile on your face. And there's the counseling aspect, right? So,
for sure.
So let me ask this question for everybody listening. If you could give a piece of advice, and this is an incredibly unfair question, so I'm going to try to be the bad person here. Rather than, so you get to go, oh, good, someone else was the bad person. This is an incredibly unfair question because everybody listening is all across the spectrum. They don't have a house. They've had 17 houses in their life and everywhere around. If you could give one piece of advice from your side of the table, a couple of pieces of advice for people for their next home purchase. And I think you've already given one, so I'm going to reference one. You kind of said it's almost like it's never too early to start talking to the mortgage person, to your loan officer. Get that pre-approval process started early. So that was one great piece of advice. Could you give, is there anything else you would say to people from your side of the table? Because we're all ears and we're listening to an expert who clearly shows they care about their clients.
Yeah, so especially for first-time homebuyers, something that I personally did, I decided what kind of my mortgage payment was going to be, and then I started putting away that mortgage payment every month before I bought my house. And then I knew I could afford that mortgage payment because I was already living without it, but also then I had the down payment that I needed when I bought my house.
That's fantastic advice. Great financial advice as well as mortgage advice. You mentioned that as a broker, you are available to do all different kinds of programs. Is there a program that a lot of people don't know about? Is there some things that, because I think people who lived through the financial crisis, which was caused by no-doc loans and other things that got ridiculous, and we're not pointing fingers at anybody. Are there some, now that it got to where if you didn't have 20%, forget it.
Right.
We're starting to get to that place where I think there's a little more flexibility.
Oh, for sure.
What are some things that people need to know about that maybe they thought would never come back or have never heard about?
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, this is kind of where I nerd out is all the different programs, but there's, you know, down payment assistance, and it doesn't have to be a government grant because those take forever and yada, yada, yada. But a lot of the time, my first-time homebuyers enjoy that. There's USDA, so if you are living in moving to the outskirts rural area, that's a 0% down program with great interest rates. FHA is obviously 3.5% down. Conventional can even be 3% down. We do one-time closed construction loans, so if you want to build that barn dough, like, we got you. If you want to invest, but you're self-employed or maybe you don't make enough, we have programs where you can base the mortgage qualifications off of the market rents of that property rather than your own income. So when people are like, oh, well, I can't afford two houses, like, whatever, we can go off those rents to get you qualified and get you that first investment property and from there.
Summer, what do you think in terms of February right now? And you don't see a whole lot of homes that are on the market, but they will be shortly, right? When the weather warms up, that should be a sign that not only spring is here, but your business, you're going to be trying to take advantage of that. What do you see in the near future?
Yeah, honestly, it's been kind of crazy. Literally from January 1st, we have been super busy. I don't know what it is this year, but everybody wants to buy a house in 2023, which I am all for.
Sure.
Obviously, it's always a great time to buy. I bought my house during the big boom and everything was super high, and I still have equity in my home. So, but really, like you said, during the summer and the spring is when people start moving. It's between, you know, the school years, and as those houses start coming on the market, you're going to want to be ready. You're going to want to be pre-approved, have everything in order and ready to go. But also, a lot of my clients are once again getting those seller paid credits to help buy down interest rates and stuff like that. So if interest rates are your big whatever that you're waiting on, don't wait on it. We'll get seller credits, buy that thing down, and keep it moving.
Summer, typically one of the questions we like to ask, especially people who do an industry that there's a lot of people and everybody knows some mortgage company, we usually ask, hey, what kind of sets you apart? I'm going to say, for those who are listening to this interview, if they can't figure out that what sets you apart is your passion, your knowledge, your nerding out. I love how you said, well, obviously FDA, this particular, I'm like, I don't know, obviously, I don't know anything about it. So that is clearly one of the ways that have set you apart. So for those people listening who want to work with someone who's part-time counselor, also will tell you the truth and help you get the best situation for your next home purchase, how do people get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, so my cell phone number, my personal cell phone number is 470-302-1176. Y'all can call me, text me, weekends, nights, mornings. I'm normally up at 5:30, 6 a.m. at the gym. I'd rather you not call me then, but you can definitely text me.
How about Morse code? Do you know Morse code? Can you break that down?
I only know SOS, so if you really need help, I got you.
There you go.
Smoke signals?
Carrier pigeons?
Yeah.
Whatever it takes. Show up at my house.
Throw a rock at the window?
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
She's already given her personal cell number. What else needs to happen? Is there any... So you did give the cell number. Any other way you want to... I mean, any other...
If you want to figure out how to get pre-approved, you can go to my website, M as in mortgage, T as in Tom, G as in George, -PRO, like pro.com. Go ahead, fill out the application. It costs you nothing. I won't do a hard pull on your score, but we can start the conversation there, and I can actually give you an in-depth synopsis of your situation and where you are.
Fantastic. Summer Britt, Mortgage Pro Loan Services. I would imagine your team of other loan officers are being trained right and just as passionate and maybe not as knowledgeable yet, but they'll get there.
100%. And they have me in their back pocket, so it doesn't really matter if you work with me or them, you get me anyways.
Fantastic. Summer, thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Harper, before we wrap up the show, I do want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to us by Regions Bank. We all know keeping your company's financial future on track means having the right resources to support your growth. Regions Commercial Banking offers you lending capabilities and strategic solutions tailored to your needs, and you'll work with a team of experienced bankers here in Gwinnett. Discover steps to take that can help move you closer to your business goals. Regions is here to help. To learn more, visit regions.com/commercial-banking. Regions Bank.
Member
FDIC. One of the things I've loved about this show, apart from our fantastic guests, who were very pithy, that was forced, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you really did force that one.
Is Carter brought in a fantastic banner talking about Neighborhood TV.
I just thought it was really awesome.
And it really awesome local news.
Well,
and
he changed it, because instead of really local, it's now really awesome local.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, I did it again. Dang it. It blocked Mike from our sight line.
That was really... We should have Carter in every week. But here we go. And he's going to wrap us up as soon as
he
we
is.
Hear the music.
So I want to thank our guests for being here. Carter Eddings from Neighborhood TV. Summer Britt from Mortgage Pro Loan Services. Harper, I want to thank you for being a fantastic co-host. And for our producer, Mike, I want to remind everybody that you can find us online, all social media. Search at Gwinnett Radio X. You can also listen to us on your favorite podcasting platform, which you're probably doing now. Tell your friends, tell your business colleagues, and we'll catch you next time on Gwinnett Business Radio.